This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Time for the good boys of radio to get to work on the air with the Good Day Health Program. I'm Doug Steffen. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. You can dial him up at 888-553-7536. You ever hear of the Joy Boys? Ken, there was a
That's before my time.
Well, I'm not sure. Well, there was a little bit before your time. Willard Scott and a guy named Ed Walker did mornings in Washington for 30 years. And this was before, or about the, well, it wasn't the same time, but Willard Scott started and had 34 years on NBC as the Today Show weatherman. But those two guys were on in the morning, and they were appropriately named the Joy Boys. So let's, you and I, be the Joy Boys of medicine. Want to do that?
Sounds good to me.
Well, is there good news this week? Our purpose in being here is at least threefold. One of them is to answer your calls and questions, take questions from you in any number of ways. 888-553-7536 is a way to be in touch with Dr. Ken. You can also email him or me, Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or Doug at dougsteffen.com. And we are also here to go through the medical knowledge that has been put through the paces. So it's been produced in any number of forms, mostly the medical journals. That information is here for you. And then to take what's going on in your life, my life, our lives, and relate it to the comings and goings of people and their lives, the practical side of information. For example, the NFL this week finally acknowledged the link that CTE has with football. This is something that I've been on for 5 years, maybe 6 years, and I say proudly I was the first person on the air pretty much anywhere to have a lengthy, intelligent discussion about what this all meant. And what good it does me, Ken, Kara will back this up. This past week I said after this came out on the air, I talked about it on my Monday through Friday Good Day program and said that any parent who allows their children or encourages their children to play football was an irresponsible parent. Kara, what was the first response you got on the phone from somebody?
I don't think I can say it on air.
Yeah, pretty much, that's right. You're a bag of dog poop, I think was what they got.
I would believe that.
Yeah, well, you're in Florida, and if you're in Ohio or Texas or Florida, it's like these people are gods or something.
Well, it is. It's big business. A lot's on the game, but let's talk about this. For the first time, the National Football League has publicly acknowledged the connection between football and, it's a mouthful, chronic traumatic encephalitis, the brain disorder, as Doug said, better known as CTE. CTE, it's been found in a number of retired football players. Now, you'd expect it in the pros, but it was seen in 90 out of 94 NFL players whose brains were examined. But 45 out of 55 college players and 6 out of 26 high school players. CTE, it's a disease, can only be diagnosed post-mortem. That's after death. There's no cure. And you've suggested to not play, but maybe the game can be made safer.
Well,
changes, and maybe, you know, that maybe there is some common ground, because I know even if you tell people here in Florida that the game is unsafe, they're still going to play.
Make a difference, right. And I hold with what I've said, that if you encourage your son to play football, or if you, it isn't just sons in football, it's soccer, it's hockey, it's wrestling, it's boxing, all of those things are unprotected or not protected enough so that there is an assurance that your children or adults will not be hurt And that's really the bottom line. So I would want to have my life be good, not take a chance. There are plenty of other ways of expressing your physical desires. Basketball is pretty safe. Baseball, well, even, didn't somebody come forth this week or last week, been hit in the head with a baseball, fast pitch, and yeah, something's wrong with his brain? I think I saw
that. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. All right. So, anyway, this is something that you can't find until you're dead. So, well, I mean, there are signs of it. You'll see signs. Now, the other side of this, if you want to play devil's advocate, as the lovely lady in my life is happy to point out, there is a choice. And that's what makes this. That's why I say what I do. The football players that make millions of dollars a year playing football, they sign up for football. They sign up when they do that, acknowledging, in my mind, that there's a chance they could be hurt, they could be severely injured, they could die. But they're exchanging that for the money that they're being paid. I think that's a fair exchange. You acknowledge it, you know it, and that's part of the deal. But if you're playing football in high school or college, there's no money in that. And so I think that there's an educational process that goes on here, Ken. And I wonder, from your expertise, you're a famous cardiologist, what kind of impact is that? The blood that runs up the carotid arteries into the brain, the circulation and stuff issues, I would think those would be part of this discussion as well.
Well, it's more a problem of direct damage to the brain tissue itself, mm-hmm. not so much the circulation, the big pipes, and this is a real issue, and I'm not advocating that we give up the game, but I'm also advocating that we try and make the game safer,
well,
and with some improvements in equipment, rule changes, it'll work, because I just hear how there are so many people, no matter how unsafe the game is, they will be more than happy to play, and that's a concern.
Well, you always take the reasonable approach. I always take the drastic approach. So one would expect you to say what you just did, and that's good, because you're a moderate, and you have a moderate way of expressing yourself when it comes to...
I just know how strong the desire is down here. And I'm not saying it's my desire. It's it is what it is.
Yeah, right. Okay. Now, I just mentioned the carotid arteries and the fact that Ken is an eminent cardiologist. So study this week about how well your heart helps your brain. And I wonder if that isn't through pumping of blood. Why don't you explain the relationship and what this study suggested, Ken?
Absolutely. This is some good news about how all of us can take a role in trying to lower the risk of getting Alzheimer's disease by keeping our hearts healthy, by keeping the same lifestyle that we talk all about on how to keep the heart healthy. The unexpected, and now the expected consequence is going to be that you're going to lower your risk also of getting Alzheimer's disease, which most people fear even worse than a heart attack. Right. This came out of the journal, the American Heart Association, this week. And what we learned is that keeping your heart fit, Doug, may help your mind stay sharp as well. In this study, seniors who met more heart healthy goals, they showed less decline in thinking skills. So here's what you do. Here's the lifestyle. Just eat a healthy diet. After the doctor says it's okay, get into that exercise program. Limit alcohol. Don't smoke. Sleep 7 to 8 hours per night. Reduce mental stress. And know your four numbers: blood pressure, weight, cholesterol, and blood sugar.
That's Ken's favorite way of getting you to think. It's a simple way. It's a practical way to think about how to deal with the number one problem most people have, and you don't really think about it. There's too much weight on your body. I was talking to somebody yesterday who has an assistant who weighs 400 pounds.
Oh my gosh!
And this fellow is a genius. He's brilliant in what he does. Sort of a Olivia Pope on the television show Scandal. Do you know that? You probably don't watch that show. But Kara does. Whoever, if you're listening, you know, Olivia Pope is a fix-it person. This guy is a fix-it person. He has clients all over the world that come to him to fix their problems. And his mind is... So I guess he's lost in the last couple of years 200 pounds, so he's now back down to sort of normal weight. But for a long time, I think part of it, from what I gathered in the conversation, you know, people have psychological. I'll tell you, I've gained weight since you saw me because of what's going on in my emotive mind. I've sold my family home that I've been in for 38 years, and I'm moving to another place. And I'll be the first to tell you that emotionally, this past month or so, I haven't been, it's not unstable, but I haven't been a happy camper. I'm now putting my mind around it and understanding how this is the best. It really is. I'm happy.
Adding those comfort foods, I guess.
Right, but I'm eating cookies, and I've stayed away from ice cream, but I've been eating stuff that I had a year or two ago sort of sworn off of. The fact that my glands are swollen and that my voice, which is the most sensitive part of my body because I use it the most, and whenever there's something going on that compromises my immune system, the first and usually the only place it goes is right to my throat. So Tuesday and Wednesday of this week, Carol will tell you, for the first couple of hours of the program, I could barely talk. And now my voice is pretty much back to normal. But it's all part of what's going on in your head. And I think that is sort of what we're talking about here to a point. We talk about healthy heart and the brain. How do we get the most blood from our heart through our system to our brain? How many times have you heard Ken describe the benefits of Neo40, the complexity that comes from understanding how your 62 miles of piping in 60, your body.
60,000.
60,000? How do I miss that one? 60,000 miles of blood flow area. That's what you got. The blood's got to get to all of those areas in order for you to have a better life. So Ken has the key to healthy blood pressure, better circulation, functions in your body being better, a better quality of life. So why don't you explain all of these things together, Ken?
People tell me they listen to our show because they want to stay on planet Earth longer and they want to know what's new, how to do it, how they can help themselves. And this fits all of those. This is the whole issue about nitric oxide. And if you're not aware about nitric oxide, please let me add this to your knowledge, because in 1998, the Nobel Prize was awarded for this discovery that was only made 10 years earlier in 1988. This is the discovery of the third most important gas in the body. We've got oxygen, carbon dioxide, and we also have nitric oxide. Those red blood cells, they carry the oxygen throughout your body. They're carrying it, if you will, in their left arm and their right arm. They've got nitric oxide because first the red blood cell releases nitric oxide so that the blood vessels can open up. It's like the garage door opener. It can open up and let the red blood cell in to release the oxygen throughout the body. And if the blood vessels don't open up to let the red cells in, no oxygen gets distributed. So this nitric oxide, it's so important for the circulation, but it's also important as a messenger throughout the body, the immune system, digestion, from head to toe. And if you don't continuously make nitric oxide, your level is going to get low as you age. And to make it, you need these dietary nitrates. You need a continuous replenishing of the building blocks, and one of the nice ways to get it is through this product from that has Super Beets. This is a granulated form of dietary nitrates. It gives you a boost, big boost of nitric oxide, so it avoids those energy drinks or a lot of caffeine in the middle of the day. Or if you need to just get your tank up, I recommend everybody get their saliva test to see if their nitric oxide levels is the fuel tank is low. If the fuel tank is low, then this other product, the Neo40, will help get the level up.
800-655-4183 for Super Beats. 800-655-4183. 21 after the hour here on Good Day Health.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Dr. Ken, come join us. We have some open lines. If you're wondering about anything about your health from head to toe, about yourself, the spouse, kids, parents, grandparents, 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. I'll give you evidence-based answers to all your health care questions, give you some reassurance, peace of mind even. If you have any sign or symptom of illness and you're wondering what it is, don't let it just bother you all weekend. Let me give you some help. Let me give you some peace of mind. 1-888-553-7536. Or if you've been to the doctor recently and you're in the parking lot before you have all your questions answered, you're wondering what's going on, or you do have a diagnosis and you're looking for maybe some other way to treat this, a gentler, kinder, simpler way, I'd love to tell you about some other options if they exist. Of course, evidence-based, 1-888-55-DR-CAN, 1-888-553-7536. No paperwork, no cost, no bill, and hopefully not too long a wait.
What do you think of the idea put forth this week for a sugar tax on drinks in England? Anything Pepsi-Cola didn't like it, Coca-Cola didn't like it. Most of the major manufacturers, their stock went down this week because there are a lot of people, a lot of countries actually in the world that have a sugar tax trying to get, remember Michael Bloomberg and all of the stir he caused for basically suggesting the same thing in New York. Well, now it's being suggested and strongly looks like it'll be adopted in England. It is in four or five other European countries. The law, sugar tax on the soft drinks industry, would curb, does it? When you put a tax on something like that and increase the value, does that discourage people from using the product? Has it, for example, the way that cigarette prices have gone up in the past, 15, 20 years, do you think that's discouraged people from smoking?
I think if people want to smoke, they're going to find the money. I think maybe it has a little bit of effect. Maybe it has some effect on people starting, but I think that you got to educate people and make people want to stop, and this is just punitive what's being done.
Mm-hmm. All right. Talking about smoking, there's a study out this week suggesting cold turkey is the best way to get off the smokes.
This is fascinating because this is probably not the way we've been recommending, but this is a very legitimate good study that I think may affect how we approach patients. This comes out of the Annals of Internal Medicine, very reputable medical journal. People who give up cigarettes all at once, Doug, are more likely to be successful than those who wean themselves off gradually. This was the basic conclusion of the study out this week. And there's good evidence for nicotine replacement therapy like patches and gum that are also safe, and also Chantix to help people quit smoking after they go cold turkey. So if you want to successfully get off the cigarettes, Doug, be confident you can do it and committed to getting it done.
So, smoking bad, this idea good. Anyway, and this also goes for the danger of smoking, as you know by now, is transmitted to those people who are around smokers. Even in an ancillary way, if you're sitting in a hallway and somebody's smoking and you're absorbing that, it's bad for you. It's just bad for you. I think we've talked to you a number of times. You're a cardiologist, by the way. Ken's Cardiology Center is Lake Cardiology in Mondura, Florida. If you'd like to have a connection with him there, that is, if you'd like to go for a consultation, you got things going on that nobody else seems to be able to explain, you want to get some answers, go to lakecardiology.com or call 352-735-1400 to be in touch with his office. Make an appointment, come down and see him. Go over and see the Space Coast, see the attractions in Central Florida. 800-LAKE-CARDIO or 352-735-1400 for Dr. Ken's office. Coming up now to 28 minutes past the hour on this week's edition of Good Day Health.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24 Hour. Its prescription strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Every floor in stock is on sale at Lumber Liquidators' end-of-quarter clearance sale. 100 million square feet of top-quality flooring is priced to move. Get incredible deals on 60 styles of North American and European laminate, including the look of oak, maple, or cherry for under a dollar. 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from just 99 cents. Save $2 a square foot on beautiful Bellawood 3/4-inch solid Brazilian cherry. And get pre-finished solid bamboo from $149. Plus woodlook tile, vinyl plank, and more from 69 cents. And pay no interest until 2018. The end-of-quarter clearance sale is going on now, so visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now 33 at the hour, you're listening to this week's edition of Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen, inviting you to join us at 888-553-7536. The passing this week of Frank Sinatra Jr.
24 little hours,
sang his dad's music,
brought the sun and the flowers where there used to be rain.
So what happened to him, Ken?
That's pretty good. Not quite Frank Sr., but pretty good.
Not bad.
Not bad. Frank Jr. was actually going to put on a performance in our backyard here in Daytona, right on the coast of Orlando, and he suddenly, very sadly, unfortunately, suddenly died at the age of 72. If you look at a picture of Frank Jr., you'll see he's definitely overweight. Yeah. You can see the double chin. He's obese, so we don't know whether he also has associated high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes with high blood sugar. And these are all risk factors. But what he also had throughout his life, other possible risk factors for heart disease, he had a lot of mental stress. He stated very clearly that he hardly saw his father growing up. And also at age 19, he was kidnapped. And at that time, there was a rumor going around that his father had actually staged the whole thing just to help Frank Jr.'s fledgling singer career. And this was turned out to be not true, but Frank Jr. had to deal with this rumor most of his life and had to deal with the stress of being kidnapped. So a lot of mental stress, and I'm sure it was not easy being Frank Sinatra's son. And adding on the pounds, the blood pressure, blood sugar, cholesterol, which we don't know because the family has said almost nothing. But he should have been checked at age 72 with all these risk factors. This was potentially a preventable issue. I wonder if he had his heart checked. I hope he did. But it's just sad that he went so soon.
Well, there's a warning sign, as Ken is suggesting, the usual things, the simple ways of you maintaining a good life, reading, understanding, listening. There are a lot of things that you can appreciate about the beauty of the world. Maybe the physical environments around you can enhance and influence your mindset. Your mindset is, if it's in the right place, will help your body. And what Ken is saying is that Frank Sinatra Jr.'s life was affected by the fact that his mindset wasn't all that good for much of his life. And so that does it. Listen, it takes a toll. It absolutely, what's going on in your mind, absolutely, without question, affects what's going on in your body. And so there's a study this week about anxiety and what that's all about. What it does, this is medical and emotional go together and psychological. I've said how many times on the air, Ken, and I think you agree with this, that having your mind doctored as you have your body doctored is just as important. Your mind and people that will deal with keeping your mind healthy is as extraordinarily important as people who will deal with keeping your body healthy. You certainly agree with that.
Absolutely. To have complete head-to-toe good health, you need to be mentally and physically healthy. There's no doubt in my mind. And this came out of the Journal of Neuroscience this week, anxiety disorders. Now we're talking about post-traumatic stress disorder, panic disorder, and social anxiety disorder. Amazingly, they affect over 18% of all of us. That's a lot of people. Anxiety can become such a problem, Doug, that it controls our day-to-day lives. And according to this new study, it may even lead to bad decision-making. Anxiety, it interferes with the choice-making cells in the prefrontal cortex of the brain. The prefrontal cortex is an area of the brain that plays a key role in flexible decision-making. So if you have to make a hard decision, you may want to take your own temperature and make sure that your anxiety level is under control so you make the right choice.
Also, it enhances your mood, your relationships, perhaps even your financial abundance. If you have improved the space that is your mind, it'll help you achieve your goals. I found that to be the case in my life for sure. 888-553-7536. A number of you have gotten through for whatever the reason. Kara's talking to you, and we'll put the good callers on the air with the good questions. All right, so are you ready for some fireworks? Ken?
Okay.
There. You have a reference here to a study from the CDC about raw milk. And as you might imagine, I have done the real research and have a counter to this. But why don't you tell the first story, and then I'll tell you what really happened.
We do need a counter, because this, I bring this up because this is making the health
Well, it's
headlines.
Good to bring it up because it's just a lie. But go ahead.
Well, let's then clear it up, because this is making high up on the headlines of the health news websites this week, and it just came out this past Friday. The CDC released a report, and I guess Doug will tell us the real story, but what the CDC just released this past Friday is that they said raw milk produced by Miller's Organic Farm in Pennsylvania actually tested positive for Listeria. The bacteria causes listeriosis. This is an infection that affects the stomach and intestines, the GI tract. This serious infection, it can cause problems such as high fever, diarrhea, and a host of other symptoms. In some cases, it can actually result in death.
Okay. So there has been a trail over the past few weeks of misinformation, bad information about raw milk, starting with something that happened on March 3rd. A lot of people were happy when the state of West Virginia, which had been one of the most anti-raw milk states in the country, passed a legislative package that would allow citizens of West Virginia who want raw milk to be able to have it. As they were supposedly celebrating there was a get together of people in the West Virginia State House, and they passed raw milk around to everybody who was in the room. And a few days after that, there was a lot of stomach trouble. There was the reference to the people who drank raw milk in celebration of the passage got sick. And, of course, the media immediately picked up on that story and ran wild with it, echoing the idea that this was quick karma for bad policy and bad legislation. And that's when the CDC went into action again. They're looking around. The story Ken referenced is from Pennsylvania. The story about Listeria. Now, there are three forms of these sorts of bacteria. Listeria is the toughest, strongest, and most difficult to treat and contain. Salmonella is in that same category, but not so hard to get rid of. And then there are various E. coli bacterias that are a problem. The reason I know so much about this, for those of you who may not know, I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. I've been around cows all my life. I've milked as many as 200-300 cows at a time. I have a raw milk dairy in Framingham, Massachusetts. I've sold raw milk, raw cheeses, that sort of thing, all kinds of dairy products on my farm. And this kind of information, which came from Pennsylvania, it had come from Connecticut before and West Virginia now, and places where they don't want raw milk to be, they being the lackeys in the CDC, who are now controlled pretty much like all of the other departments in our government. The people who become policymakers are people who come from the industry. And the milk industry has changed dramatically since George Bush was president. There's a story about a family, the Suiza family, that owns a company called Dean Foods. They started, their parents came to this country, and they ran a dairy farm in Texas. And they started doing well, buying up other farms, and they were selling the product and producing it under the name of Dean Foods. And so when George Bush ran for governor of Texas, their family raised $400,000 or $500,000 for the Bush campaign in the Texas gubernatorial race. Well, after Bush became the governor, strangely, coincidentally, of course, an easy to understand coincidence, the state changed its regulations, allowing one company to buy up lots of the dairies, because there had been, like with the most circumstances, most businesses, the legal department in the states, or the Justice Department, the federal government, look into the question of whether if too many businesses get together, does it become bad for the customer? So the antitrust people in the state or the federal government look at these things. Okay, yeah, it's all right for Delta to buy Northwest because the plane tickets will be cheaper. We all know that's a lie and a lot of bunkum. Same argument given for taking over all of these farms. So fast forward, George Bush becomes president. He runs for president. Same family raises $4 million for his campaign. And coincidentally, 6 or 7 months later, the federal rules are changed so that the regional control for milk is basically up in smoke. And one company now is allowed to buy as many dairies as it wants, pretty much like the radio business. When one company was allowed to buy as many radio stations as it wanted around the country, you see what that's done for the quality of radio. Same thing for the quality of milk. This company controls 74% of the fluid milk supply in our entire country.
Wow.
They want nothing to do with raw milk because in the scheme of things, the locavore movement, the people who are interested, the family farmers, the locavore movement, which is very supportive of local agriculture, they want raw milk. People around the country are clamoring for raw milk, and it affects the bottom line of this company. And so they agitate with the Department of Justice and with the CDC and the Human Service, all these agencies, to try to chase these people out. And so in this circumstance, the CDC is well on, knows exactly what Listeria is in meat that you buy in the grocery store. It's in any raw produce. It's in sushi. It's just a question of whether your immune system is strong enough to handle it. Young children, older people can't handle Listeria. And the deaths, I don't know the exact age of the people who are in question here, but I'd be willing to bet my socks that they're older. And so the same thing that I'm pointing back to the raw milk manglemen in West Virginia. So the media says, they drank raw milk and they all got sick because raw milk is bad. But there was one problem, Ken. The story circulated by the media and by the food safety advocates was a lot of smoke. The person in the West Virginia House of Delegates named Kelly Subnyanya, I don't know where, but well, that's her name, Kelly Subnyanya. She said, quote, "People I speak with are disappointed with the media doing a report on a rumor. Irresponsible journalism. Had they dug deep enough, they would have learned of the numerous legislators who were victims of the stomach virus who never drank the milk. One delegate consumed two glasses of raw milk, didn't get sick. The delegate who was hospitalized was told that it was foodborne illness. It was not foodborne illness, but a virus. A lot of people in the state house got sick. They got the intestinal flu. You and I both know how bad that intestinal flu has been. You've talked about it.
The episode you're talking about has been felt to be due to the norovirus, not
right.
raw
yeah.
milk.
But,
the
headlines were, upon it happening at first, that it was raw milk. So, and the other
Wait
thing.
A second, the media getting something wrong?
I know, it's shocking. Oh, my God, yes. Hang on to your hats. So, just a little more information about cow's milk. There are two kinds of milk, A1 and A2. They are protein related, and they're also related to the breed of cow. The newer, bigger cows, like Holsteins, have a different protein in the milk than the older cows, like Guernseys and Jerseys. I don't know if you knew that or not. Cows that are in this country, the older breeds, have A1, that's their protein variant, and the younger breeds have the A2 protein variant. And so there may be in your body the ability to drink milk and absorb it, that is, your ability to accept lactose, depends on whether you're getting heirloom milk that has the A2 protein in it, the milk that comes from brown cows, or if you're drinking the milk that comes from most of the dairies in this country, Holsteins, they produce more milk. They're bigger cows. Quality of the milk's not so good, but they produce more of it. It's interesting that Mother Nature would separate these two, but it's fascinating for people to understand. Some people who drink milk that comes, the A2 milk that comes from Holsteins, can tolerate it, and they can't tolerate A2 milk that comes from Guernseys.
Doug, why do you think the current CDC is so much against raw milk?
Because the influence of the money that comes from the Sweezy family and the other big producers and Agrimart, some of these are co-ops. There are four or five co-ops around the country that are the intermediaries between the dairies and the farmer. They haul the milk. They advertise, and so they're the ones that handle the bulk milk, and they, along with the Swedes, they become one and the same. The Dean Foods people are basically in cahoots with what they call the biggest one is DMS, Dairy Marketing Services. It's just corruption, Ken. It's just these people have gotten into the CDC that work for this company. They've affected policy, just like Monsanto has gotten into the FDA and affected policy, just like the banks have gotten in to the banking department and affected policy, and then they all go back to their banks after they've changed policy to affect and benefit them, not you, not me, not the consumer. That's what's going on. And that's why people support Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump in the main, because they see this corruption. They know it's affecting their lives at every level, and people are just fed up with it. And I'm not trying to be on a political horse here, but the reason these guys are doing well isn't because they're such stellar candidates. It's because people are fed up with the status quo. And I think that is across the board. Anyway, food for thought. I just thought you ought to know a little bit more about the milk story. It's 50 minutes past the hour on Good Day Health.
Every floor in stock is on sale at Lumber Liquidators end of quarter clearance sale. 100 million square feet of top quality flooring is priced to move. Get incredible deals on 60 styles of North American and European laminate, including the look of oak, maple, or cherry for under a dollar. 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from just 99 cents. Save $2 a square foot on beautiful Bellawood 3/4 inch solid Brazilian cherry. And get pre-finished solid bamboo from $149. Plus woodlook tile, vinyl plank, and more from 69 cents. And pay no interest until 2018. The end of quarter clearance sale is going on now, so visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Dear Daddy, dear Mom, I love you. I miss you.
I'm proud to call you my father.
Every year, Snowball Express honors the children of fallen soldiers, heroes who made the ultimate sacrifice for our nation.
Snowball Express, in partnership with the American Veterans Center, is proud to introduce an American legend, Tony Orlando.
We can never repay the sacrifice our soldiers have made, but we can honor them by giving back to their children. Donate now at snowballexpress.org.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Now, this is the Good Day Weekend, Good Day Health Program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, 888-553-7536. Let's go to Lee, New Hampshire, and a lady named Rachel with a question for Dr. Ken. Yes, ma'am, you're on the air now. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning. Last June, I had a CAT scan for an unrelated issue to my gallbladder. And while they were doing the CAT scan, or, you know, after the results came back, they noticed that there were polyps in my gallbladder, or they saw a spot. So then in August, I had a follow-up ultrasound to look at the gallbladder.
Good.
And they found a 3-millimeter and a 9-millimeter polyp in my gallbladder, not at the opening. The recommendation is apparently that at 1 centimeter, I go meet with a surgeon to talk about removing my gallbladder. And since I have no symptoms, and since they would have never even found that thing if they hadn't done the CAT scan, I'm just curious what Dr. Ken's thoughts are about that.
Sure, Rachel. Let me give you some reassurance here. Gallbladder polyps. These are growths that protrude from the lining of the inside of the gallbladder. Although they can be cancerous, they rarely are. About 95% of gallbladder polyps are benign, and the size of the gallbladder polyp can usually help predict whether it's cancerous, malignant, or non-cancerous, benign. And the cut line is exactly where your doctors are telling you. Usually less than a half inch, which is about 10 millimeters, these babies are benign, unlikely to be cancerous, and usually larger, they start getting to be possibly, and even bigger, very likely cancerous. So what I would do here is I would just get at some point, ask them when they'd like to do a follow-up ultrasound, just to make sure this thing isn't growing. And where you are at the size it currently is, it really most likely is benign. And just remember, 95% of these in all comers are benign. And if this was me, all I would do at some point, I would ask my doctor, when should I do the next ultrasound?
February, so I missed it. But I can go. I'm kind of curious. So say they come back and they say it's grown and it's 1 or 1.1 centimeter. You said 95% of them are benign.
Okay.
After 1 centimeter, do you have any idea how many of them are benign?
Well, if you asked me two different questions.
Sorry.
If it's February, it was growing, then I would take it out.
Okay.
So that's really the key here for you is it changing size? And that's why you want to get the follow-up.
Okay.
And hopefully what you're going to see is no change in the size. Then you know it's benign. If it's benign, it's not getting bigger. And if it's not benign, it will be, and you'll see in the follow-up.
Now, are there any negative effects to losing a gallbladder?
Well, we were given gallbladders for reasons, and you know, to a surgeon, it's just something to take out so you never get gallstones. But you know, from a medical point of view, you know, I kind of like having it. It stores bile. That's what we use to digest fat. It's a bag. It stores bile, and then there's muscle in the wall. It starts pumping when you eat your fatty food to get the bile into the digestive system. So. You know, it's not that hard to take out.
You won't enjoy good fried clams anymore, Rachel. You'll be done eating that stuff.
I'm going to have to miss all my favorite foods.
Yeah. If you need it removed, it's not such a big deal anymore. You can do it through these little tubes, no longer a huge, big incision. But if it's not malignant, I wouldn't take it out. I'd leave it.
If it's not malignant, but 1 centimeter, you'd think it might be, or if it's growing, you think it might be. I should probably get it removed.
You see, you have a baseline, so that's a good thing. So you don't mix up the two. This is the prediction with the first measurement. You have a measurement. It's less than 10 millimeters, so it's very unlikely cancerous. But you'll reassure that you'll get another way of looking at that question by whether it's growing now. So there's two separate issues there. The initial measurement and then the follow-up.
All right, Rachel?
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Good luck, Rachel.
888-553-7536 to have a chat with Dr. Ken from Lake Cardiology down in Florida, one of the top cardiologists in the country, has won many awards for his ability to understand circumstance, not just cardiologically. Is that a word, by the way? Cardiologically? It sounds like a pretty good word. I like that word.
We can make it one.
Yeah. Cardiologically, he gets it. And then he has his expertise because he got more degrees and he's got hair on his arm. So with that, he's made himself. But he'd be happy to tell you most of the stuff he learned in school, he doesn't use anymore. Which I think is fascinating.
Because there's new research.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So why bother to go to school? Just become a doctor.
Need a foundation to learn
the
language.
Just like me. I'm a doctor.
So learn the language. That's what.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.